we can put a lot of creams and lotions and potions on the skin and help our skin to look radiant for a moment. What if our days proceeding to today were pretty stressful? First minute we wake up, we just rehearse what happened yesterday, what happened a week ago, and we are off balance in the first minute of the day. So the best way to offset that is to meditate. But if you don't know how to meditate, let me just start off with what I do. The first minute when I open my eyes, I set the intentions for today. I'm not willing to remember what happened yesterday or day before. And because that will set the tone for the rest of my day. So when I set the intentions and offer gratitude to the light that it's shining through my window, and I then pick color of my shirt to wear for the rest of the day, that picks up my mood, it makes me joyful, it makes me happy. And even though I'll come back to the problems in my mind, they are not as prominent as they would be if I woke up and I remembered them. So setting the intentions and practicing gratitude is the wonderful way of starting the day. Today, I want to introduce you to Leah Skirtle, who is an intuitive wellness guide. And she is an energy expert. She can help us to rebalance the energies when we get thrown off. She can help us to meditate as well. So here is Leah, and she can tell you more about herself. Hello, Leah.
Hello, Yolanda. Thank you so much for that beautiful start to our day today. It's exactly perfect. That's just what we need to do to find that space in ourselves to start the day with our highest and best.
Yes.
And I didn't do that for a very long part of my life. I was a stressed out professional. And I would get a 2-hour massage. And the first hour, I would just talk nonstop. And then later I became a stressed out stay at home mom. I didn't know how much joy there would be in being around children and how much anger I would feel in dealing with small children. Oh, there was one day in particular. Oh my gosh, I was standing at the door waiting for my husband to go to work. 3-year-olds hanging on my leg. I'm holding the baby. I'm crying. You stay home, I'll go to work instead. I just didn't know how to manage all the emotions that were running through me. So that was the turning point, and I started taking time for myself. Again, just as Yolanda was talking about, to set my intentions, to find my gratitude, to be present in the moment. And so we sat down in the peace chair, even with 2 little kids in my lap. And we just sat down in the peace chair, and I would watch the wind blow the trees, and I would notice my breath. So I want to invite you right now to take a couple minutes and notice what you have brought to the day. And let's just find a place of nurturing yourself just for a couple minutes here, okay? So notice you can soft focus your eyes. Let them just be relaxed. Or you can close your eyes. Just avert them from the screen. And notice your breath. Take a deep breath that expands the rib cage on both sides and let it out completely. All the air in your lungs, letting it out, and then expand again. And notice your heart rhythm. Bring your attention from your head to your heart. And notice your heart rhythm. Where does your heart rhythm intersect with your breath? How many heartbeats are there between your breaths? And then drop down again into your belly. And notice that you are fully present. Find that place in yourself, in front of your spine, all the way down to your tailbone. And then send your energy down through your legs, through your feet, into the earth. And Imagine that you have a base of a pyramid and you're sitting directly on the earth. And then find that tap root that goes down through the center of your being down into the earth. As if you're a tree, as if you have tree roots, and breathe that back up through your feet, through your legs, through your torso, and out the top of your head like a fountain, or like the canopy of a tree. And find yourself in your earth essence bubble. Now notice if you feel any different. Can you feel your attachment, your connection to the earth? Can you feel your presence in your belly? Take another deep breath. Let it out. And take another breath to the count of eight. In breath. 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold. And release slowly. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Breathe in again slowly to the 8. 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold. And release slowly to the count of 8, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now notice, do you feel any different? That is such a simple tool that you can use anytime. Anytime that you're feeling stressed, sitting at the stoplight, waiting for the red light, you've got 3 minutes or 4 minutes. You can just breathe. Notice your breath. And just as Yolanda said at the beginning of the day, take a few minutes to notice your breath. Notice your presence in the moment. And it will help you be more present for the rest of the day. You can tune in several times throughout the day. Notice where you are and come back to that presence in your body.
Thank you so much, Leah. And yes, there is a lot of things that we don't notice throughout the day. We are surrounded by nature, by beautiful flowers. Our dog is laying around and looking at us. We don't notice that because we are, for the most of part of the day, yes, having chatter in our brain and stressing out or just trying to figure out solutions to problems. What if we just started meditating? Would that reground us? Would that give us solutions without forcing the solutions?
Yes, just giving yourself that space to hear your wisdom. You know how sometimes you're in the shower or you're washing dishes and all of a sudden, boom, you have an insight? Well, that's because your mind was still enough to let that insight come through all the noise.
Yes.
So giving yourself that space is so important and such a gift that you can give yourself. Doesn't cost anything, doesn't take much. Just give yourself the gift of the space in your mind. That's very helpful.
Yes, perfect. So one way that I practice the quieting my mind after learning the hard way that the chatter in the brain and constantly on and on with thought will give you headaches or migraines, as it did for me. And there's no other way but try to fix my own inner balance. There was no other way to help my headache. I run outside in the morning, take the dog out. I take my shoes off and walk bare feet on a grass. And that grounds me to the earth and it brings that complete realignment. And this is what Leah is talking about, right?
Absolutely. Yes. It's so lovely because we are part of the earth. We're part of the earth recycling through our bodies. And if we forget that, if we feel disconnected, then we don't feel right in ourselves. And we don't feel right with each other. And so just finding that time, again, giving yourself that space to reground and feel your connection to the earth will get you more present in your body and help your mind relax.
Yes, I think we're those perfect humans. We're trying to control every situation and everything that happens during the day with our thoughts. Problem solving is the human trait. As you might bring us to more enlightenment, sometimes if we allow the universe to enter our energies through the top of our head, by taking the deep breath and allowing it to give us the insight, we can solve more problems without any effort.
Absolutely, yes. What I like to think about it is that we might wish that life was predictable, like playing notes on a music page, like something that you can do exactly what is written. But real life is more like jazz. And we have to improvise sometimes. We have to rise to the occasion and step into a higher level of awareness. So that's where I talk about jazz living as being a way to use jazz principles in our daily lives for more creativity, improvisation, innovation, where we can access that wisdom in yourself. So, for example, finding that grounding, finding your inner rhythm, giving yourself space to just move and find that inner rhythm, whether that's your breath, whether that's your movement, and then tuning in again from head to heart, listen to your heart. Listen to your heart with its wisdom. How can you hear on the other side of the noise, giving yourself space to hear on the other side of the noise. And then, so it's reconnecting to your wisdom and then listening for the groove, listening for what wants to be expressed uniquely through you, and then sharing your voice. And then stepping back to collaborate, because when you share your voice and I share my voice and there's a give and a take, something better can come from that exchange. So where your bubble and my bubble overlap, there's a place of we. And out of the place of we is something better than either of us could come up with. So giving yourself space, Yolanda, is the perfect way to start the day. And then finding that space with someone else will open up new opportunities.
Thank you. Many of us are noticing that when we're in good mood, we attract the right people to surround us. They're in good mood as well. But when we are in the worst mood or our energy is just snappy, we are coming across people who are just going to trigger us. And this is exactly how it happens, right, Leah? And why does it happen?
Well, we're energy beings. Everything that is flowing through us and to us is a vibration. Your thoughts are a vibration, your emotions are a vibration. And so our low-level vibrations are the anger, resentment, bitterness, fear. And then we're like magnets and we attract more of that to us.
Yeah.
But if we can then change our vibration through our thoughts and find something to appreciate in the moments, find something beautiful, find that lovely color. I love this color blue, and you love your color yellow. And I look around the room and I see, oh, I love the way the light is reflecting in the mirror or in the window. Find something you appreciate just in that moment. Yeah. It will start to raise your vibration.
Yes.
Maybe you can find something else that you appreciate again to raise your vibration, so you're attracting more of what you do want.
Yes, so that's exactly right. So finding something that makes you happy, even if it's just very small thing, if you bring this up to the front of your mind, it will reset the inner balance. Yes. So thank you, Leah, for meditation and introducing us to the breath alone and to reconnect ourselves with the inner being, because we can put our physical clothes on, we can get to this beautiful fancy car and drive to work and get to work with good attitude. But when life gives us a challenge throws us off balance, we don't know what to do. So then we get, our energies get wiped out. Our face drops because the energy of the body is stimulated by the energy of our inner being. Each cell in our body, and there's 50 trillion of them, depends on our inner balance, inner energies. And this is why I want to mention that Leah is offering us a free gift. And she's going to, whenever you need to, you can just log in to her website. She's going to give us an energy update and show us that it's possible to do this in a split second or whatever time, 15 minutes. She can just revisit your inner self and see what is their relationship, your relationship to your inner self, and how can she help us to reconnect. So I invite you to go to her website and find the free gift and register for that. And I'll be doing this myself as well. And Leah, what else can you offer us so that we can learn how to bring that inner balance into a daily life?
Excellent. Yes, I do invite you to set up a 15-minute energy update with me. I would love to tune into your energy. I ask your soul guardian angel what you need today. And we can just push that reset button. Another thing that I want to encourage you to do is you can toggle. You know how you toggle between two computer screens? Well, you can toggle between that wise inner being and your exterior ego self. Just toggle back and forth so that I invite you to notice your thoughts. Notice when your thoughts have taken a downward spiral and take responsibility to uplift those thoughts. And then another piece is, so that's just that really foundational piece is taking responsibility for the thoughts you allow in your mind. Don't believe everything you think. And then you can also take responsibility for what you put in your mouth, because the food that you ingest, the food that you're eating, whether it's low vibration junk food or whether it's high vibration fruits and vegetables, that will make a difference in the energy that you bring to the day. And then that piece of movement, of finding your rhythm, of allowing yourself to unwind if you're feeling stressed. So for example, can you just right now again drop down into your center and notice the little muscles around your eyes that are holding your eyes in your eye sockets? Can you just soften them? And noticing the little muscles in front of your ears, at your jaw, can you soften them? Imagine that there's butter on a plate in the hot sun and it's just softening, and all the way down to your chin. And then around your mouth, can you just soften those little tiny muscles like they're butter on a plate? And can you soften the back of your tongue and flatten the back of your tongue and your gums that are holding your teeth in place? Can you soften them and let them be gentle? And just taking a minute to do that while you're in the restroom, while you're sitting at a stoplight, while you're waiting for the kids at soccer practice, just taking a moment to do that softening exercise. And then allowing the muscles in your body that want to move, to move, to move, to find your inner rhythm. That's such a simple thing to do. You can do it anytime, anywhere. Again, bringing your attention from head to heart and listening with the ears of your heart, so that the voice that comes out is from your wisdom. It isn't necessarily that yappy ego voice.
Perfect. Thank you, Leah. Something just came to my mind. you must be an expert on that already. When the kids are crying or a situation is happening at the moment and you're like, ah, you just want to scream, what could you do at this moment to calm down yourself and the other, either the kids or your boss? What could you do?
Oh, been there, done that. Yes. So again, the first thing is to take care of yourself. Oh, yes, this is hard right now. This is hard. There's a screaming child. And again, sometimes I would be frustrated, okay? So have some compassion for yourself first. And then again, bringing your attention to your heart. Okay, this is hard. This is hard. And then noticing some compassion for the other person. They're not, I mean, maybe that sometimes the kids, you think that they're intentionally trying to annoy you, but they've got an unmet need and they're trying to get their needs met in the best way they can, whether it's your boss, your coworker, your spouse, your kid, somebody in the grocery store who's crabby. You've got unmet needs and they're trying to get their needs met in the best way possible. And it can be annoying. So how can you find some compassion? First for yourself, then for the other person. Gosh, they're having a hard day today, aren't they? And just that noticing, oh, I'm feeling frustrated and the other person is feeling frustrated. That place between stimulus and response is your freedom. Your freedom to choose your response. Nobody can take away that freedom from you. You can react and you know, jump in and say something snarky. Ha, been there, done that. I know how that works. But again, that taking that moment of, okay, I'm going to take a breath here. I'm just going to breathe for just a moment here. And you might even say that, you know what? I need a moment to think about that. And let them know that you're thinking or you're regrouping, you're recentering. I'm going to take a moment here and recenter. And, I did that with the kids sometimes. Mommy's taking a time out right now.
That's good. Yes. And the way I would deal with situations or people, mostly adults with children. I don't have that much of experience. Just don't judge. Excuse them for being who they are at the moment. They are just snapping. They're just reacting to the day. And you don't have to. When we are angry and frustrated, meditation can soften the energies. Let the thoughts and energies of negativity float around in your head and schedule an appointment to come back to them whenever you decide to come back to them, but ignore them until you can be clear-minded.
Yeah, that's great. I wanted to also mention, as Yolanda brought up, sometimes people don't know that they're angry. So when I was my stressed out professional self, a very loving, kind person confronted me and told me that my tone of voice sounded violent. And I had no idea. I honestly did not know that. And so giving somebody else compassion and space, like, you know what, that's true. Sometimes people just don't know. And they're doing the best they can. So thank you for that, Yolanda. But another thing is self-care. Schedule in time for self-care. Because sometimes, this is myself again, if I haven't had enough time for self-care recently, I start to feel resentful. And you have to fill your own cup first so that you have something to give other people. Because if you're running on empty, then that's when I start feeling, you know, resentful that my voice comes out resentful and I start sounding frustrated and angry. So giving yourself that space, you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You need, it's okay for you to take time for yourself, honestly.
Yes, when you exhaust yourself by spending the energy on being angry, yes, you run yourself down into the ground, and then you're useless to yourself and to anyone around you. So thank you, Leah.
Again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. Don't forget to subscribe and share it with your friends.